Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled, Any Questions? Was written by Dave Brannan. Anne was meeting with her oral surgeon for a preliminary exam, a physician she'd known for many years. He asked her, "Do you have any questions?" She said, "Yes." "Did you go to church last Sunday?" Her question wasn't intended to be judgmental, but simply to initiate a conversation about faith. The surgeon had a less than positive church experience growing up, and he hadn't gone back. Because of Anne's question and their conversation, he reconsidered the role of Jesus and the church in his life. When Anne later gave him a Bible with his name imprinted on it, he received it with tears. Sometimes we fear confrontation or don't want to seem too aggressive in sharing our faith, but there can be a winsome way to witness about Jesus. Ask questions. For a man who was God and knew everything, Jesus sure asked a lot of questions. While we don't know his purposes, it's clear his questions prompted others to respond. He asked his disciple Andrew, "What do you want?" He asked blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" He asked the paralyzed man, "Do you want to get well?" Transformation happened for each of these individuals after Jesus' initial question. Is there someone you want to approach about matters of faith? Ask God to give you the right questions to ask. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please lead us into conversations with those who need you. Give us good questions to ask, which will cause them to think deeply and honestly. Then give us the words that will speak deeply into their heart and open them up to be able to receive you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.